Does social media keep you jumping through hoops trying to keep it organized? Don't fret, because we have a solution for you. It's called Content Studio. Content Studio can help you streamline your social media and content marketing all in one place. It's a powerful content marketing and social media management platform for publishers, brands, agencies, and startups who want to share the best content consistently and increase their reach. Pamper My Business, that's us, offers an agency discount to our listeners. If you want more information, just visit pampermybusiness.com/C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, podcast offer.
To Pamper My Business podcast, which is hosted by Kim Beasley, your small business Google coach. Listen in and learn tips, tools, and techniques that will help you optimize and grow your business online. You can always find more information by visiting pampermybusiness.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back again. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I did the little theme song there. Kim Beasley, your small business coach with Pamper My Business podcast. And my co-host is
Geraldine B. Thomas.
And we are here talking about Google Search Console. I know. We already kind of talked about it in a previous podcast. But guess what? We did not do a deep dive into it. And this is not one of those techie podcast. This is just one to inform you of the things that you can do with Google Search Console. So you run over and get started. Just kidding. So Geraldine, I know we talked about previously you jumping into Google Search Console and, and starting to use it. What was your first impression about the Google Search Console?
Like, what in the world is this? And why didn't I know about it? That's my first thing. And then it was like, wow, so this thing can do all this? And like, where has this been? I mean, why don't more people know about it?
I agree. And that's what the whole focus is of this podcast today, to alert more people about Google Search Console and how it can be used in your website optimization strategy. Okay, so before we go any farther, let me just cover some of the things that you can, that Google Search Console can help you with regarding your website. And this is not an all-inclusive list. This is just a few of the things. I didn't want to get too techie, but I wanted to kind of give you an idea of things that you can become aware of when you start using Google Search Console. First of all, it can confirm that Google has found and crawled your website. When Google crawls your website, that just basically means it has found your website and it's gone all through your website and said, okay, we're going to pull this link to this page because it has to do with this keyword. So that's all. That's one of the best things that it can do for you, to say, hey, we found your website. It's indexed. Okay. If Google has any issues with indexing a page on your website, it may ask you to re-index. The Google Search Console will send you alert emails, and it may ask you to re-index a page. That's just resubmit a URL. Or it may say, hey, this content may be out of date. You may need to update it. So it lets you know when there are issues with your website that is affecting your website being found in search.
Can I ask one question before you go on? For those people who, you know, been on LinkedIn, well, not on LinkedIn, excuse me, just been around forever. You say to re-index a page. Mm-hmm. Where would you even go to resubmit a page?
One of the first things you want to do with Google Search Console is you want to submit your URLs that you want to show up in search. the top URLs from your website.
Okay.
And there's a kind of an address bar that's inside of the website where you submit your URL. And when you submit it, it'll say, okay, we're requesting to see if this URL is found in Google. Okay, if it is, then it'll say it's found. If not, it'll say that, you know, it's been added. And then it'll give you an option to request indexing. Basically, you submit your URL, and that's fine. But if you request them to index it, that means Google will go to that URL and look through the page and say, oh, okay, this page is about this keyword. Let's make sure we note that this page is about this keyword. So when people search for it, we can pull this page over. So basically, submitting your URL to Google Search Console is fine. It's even better when you tell it to go to the page and pull keywords from it.
Okay.
So that's what indexing, I'm trying not to get too technical.
That's easy.
But that's what indexing does. You submit your URL to Google and say, hey, Google, here's a page. See, I got my Google products going. You're trying to talk to me. You say, hey, G. And you say, I have a new page over here. And then that's what submitting the URL does. And then when you index, you say, hey, yeah, this is a new page. Now come find my keywords on this page. Also, with Google Search Console, you can view search traffic data for your website. That means, what are people doing before they come to your website to find your website? So it tells you how often your site appears in Google Search, which search queries show your site, and how often searchers click through for those queries. And it shows you a lot more, but these are kind of the three basic things that you can view when it comes to Google Search data.
Okay.
And if there is an issue with your website, you can receive alerts from Google. That is, if there is an issue with Google indexing your website, so it reindexes every once in a while, or you can do a manual reindex request, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If there is spam or other issues on your website, the Search Console will send you alerts, okay?
Yes.
And it even shows you which sites link to your website.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. You can troubleshoot. And this is something I'm not going to get too deep. I'm not going to do a deep dive into it, but it's very important. You can troubleshoot AMP issues. AMP is an acronym that talks about making your website accessible for mobile or mobile friendly. And it's basically where someone pulls up your website in their phone, and they can view your website without having issues. If there is an issue for your website to be displayed mobily, Google Search Console will tell you when there's an issue.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure. All the questions you want.
Okay. What is AMP? What is AMP?
Google it.
Really? Google it. Come on.
I know you couldn't resist.
I know we Google everything, but you know, you're the expert here. You're going to save me a few keystrokes today. So what the heck is AMP?
Google it. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, thank you.
I know. I need to stop being mean to you.
Thank you. Educate me. Today is Education Day for Gerald.
Okay. AMP stands for Accelerated Mobile Pages.
Oh, see?
AMP and mobile friendly are kind of the same thing, but not. It's like you have regular milk and you have chocolate milk.
Yeah.
They're both milk, but they're a little bit different.
Okay.
So accelerated mobile pages are pages that are your regular website that load fast and correctly for a mobile to be seen on a mobile device. AMP pages are just lightweight versions of your regular pages. They're mobile friendly, but they're lightweight versions of your regular page. Mobile friendly pages are pages that look they have the same content, but they are designed specifically for mobile.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So they're both different versions of your page. For one is just a lightweight version of the page, and one is a totally different page, but they're both mobile friendly.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was trying not to get too technical.
No, you weren't too technical. I mean,
okay, good. So all of that means that you want to make sure your website is mobile friendly. If there are issues of your website displaying for a mobile device, Google Search Console can let you know that.
Are you struggling with optimizing your website for Google Search Engine? Stop struggling and learn how to get found by Google Search Engine in less than 6 weeks. Kim Beasley, your small business Google coach, coaches you in how to optimize and get found via Pamper My Business Website Coaching Academy. To learn more, just visit coaching.pampermybusiness.com.
So now that we're back,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of share about some of the common terminology that we already talked about, but I want to kind of do a little bit more explaining so that people listening, sort of our listeners, can kind of get a better idea of what happens. So I talked about crawling earlier. Crawling is like sand. It gets, you know how you go to the beach and no matter what you do, you find sand in places you didn't realize touch the sand when you get home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what crawling is. Crawling is where Google gets in any and every page that you have that's publicly available, publicly accessible, so that it can see what's available on your website. It's like water going through your website and it touches everything that's public. Okay, that's what crawling means. It's literally crawling through your website. Okay. Indexing. Think of indexing like a file cabinet.
Yeah.
Okay. Crawling is where Google goes into your website and it says, aha, this is what you have. Indexing is where it takes the aha and it organizes it and puts everything in its place so that when people search for your keyword, for a keyword in Google, and Google goes, okay, this is a good resource for this keyword, and then it'll display. Okay, so that's crawling, indexing, ranking. Ranking is like A to Z. It's where Google puts websites in order from most relevant to the keyword that was searched to less relevant. With the recent updates to the Google search engine algorithm, if you are in, let's say you are in Mexico and you're doing a search for, do I need a visa to travel? And you're doing a search to travel to, let's say, Washington, D.C. If you're in Mexico, it will show you results for you in regards to you being a Mexican citizen, trying to travel to Washington, D.C. It's not going to show you results of a person that is an American citizen trying to travel to Mexico. So it's more the algorithm has become more intuitive to where it's looking, it's giving you results that really, truly apply to the intention of what you're searching for. So that's crawling, indexing, ranking. Another word that I wanted to kind of cover that we talked about earlier, and that was the mobile friendly. I know we kind of dove into it, but I thought it would be good to kind of really make sure you understand that mobile friendly websites are perfect for when people are on their phone, they say, they're looking for a keyword, and the last thing they say, near me. Well, if your website is mobile friendly and is optimized for local search, your website is most likely to come up. And guess what? You remember we talked about Google My Business? Google My Business helps your website come up for local search results for your keywords. So you definitely want to make sure that you have that Google My Business page and that you have optimized your website for local search and that you are have submitted your website to Google Search Console. And when you do that, then you can make sure that your website is coming up in search engine results for your keyword. I know that this has kind of had a little bit of a technical spin on it, but I tried to kind of water it down, and I want to make sure that you have full information about Google Search Console because it's one of those less used Google products that can really help you get found in search engines. So with Google Search Console, and this is to wrap up everything, with Google Search Console, it can become your best friend when working on your website optimization.
I like that.
And it can give you a preview of what's happening before someone reaches your website, which is really great information to have. I'm Kim Beasley, your small business Google coach, and this is Pamper My Business Podcast with my co-host,
Geraldine B. Thomas.
Thank you so much for listening in.
Do you have long links that you want to shorten? Customize, shorten, and rebrand your long links using Rebrandly. Tracking and using custom domains are available options too. So stop wasting time with generic URL shorteners and start rebranding your long links using Rebrandly. Go to rebrandly.ly/e2c99. Thank you for listening to Pamper My Business Podcast, which is hosted by Kim Beasley, your small business Google coach. As always, you can find us online at pampermybusiness.com.